أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإن يروا كسفا من السماء ساقطا يقول سحاب مركوم. In the previously, the Kuffar of Mecca, who did not want to believe and accept Islam and accept Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as the Nabi of Allah and the Quran is the book of Allah. So they even said also, we will only be prepared to believe if you bring down a piece of the sky and you show it to us and we see that, then we will believe. So in answer to that, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنْ يَرَوْ كِسْفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ سَاقِطًا. اور اگر دیکھے ایک تختہ آسمان سے گرتا ہوا. And if they have to see a piece of the sky having fallen down and it brought right in front of them, and they see this miracle in with their eyes. Firstly, it was the height of their stupidity to ask for a miracle, because it's a system of Allah Ta'ala. Whenever any nation, any people ask for a miracle and that miracle is shown to them, like the people of Thamud, etc., and still they don't believe, then Allah's azab comes immediately to those people. So they should not have asked for such a miracle. But in any case, Allah says that even if that miracle is granted to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and shown to them, يَقُولُ سَحَابٌ مَرْكُومٌ كَهِي يَا بَعْدَلْ هَيْ غَارْهَا. They will just say that this is a cloud, that is one layer on top of another, a thick piece of cloud. Just like with regard to the Quran Sharif, which is an open miracle, especially for the Arabic, for the Arabs. The Arabic of the Quran made them completely helpless. But what did they say? That he is a magician, na'udhu billah. That's why he's saying all these type of things. So Allah says they will just say that it is a piece of cloud. They won't still accept and bring iman. فَذَرْهُمْ. So tu chhor de unko. So don't you worry about them. All their objections. You have done your duty and you carry on doing your duty, but you do not be so concerned and do not be so worried if they don't bring iman. Hatta yulaqu yawmahum alladhi fihi yus'aqun. Yahan tak ke dekh lenge apne us din ko jis din un par paregi bijli ki karak. So just wait now for that day to come, when that day will come like the flash of lightning upon them. That is the day of Qiyamah, and all the terrible and horrible scenes of Qiyamah they will see with their eyes. That is the time they will realize their folly. So you just make sabr and wait. You have done your duty and you will see the result of it, and they will also see the result. يَوْمَ لَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا وَلَا هُمْ يُنصَرُونَ. جس دن کام نہ آئے گا ان کو ان کا داو ذرا بھی اور نہ ان کے مدد اور نہ ان کو مدد پہنچے گی. That will be a day when all the planning and plotting will not help them in the least, but all the advanced planning, etc., all the having things in place in case of emergencies, when the day of Qiyamah will come, nothing will avail and will help any person whatsoever, and neither will they be helped by anyone or by anything on that day. وَإِنَّ لِلَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا عَذَابٍ دُونَ ذَلِكَ. اور ان گنہگاروں کے لئے ایک عذاب ہے اور اس سے ورے. And for these wrongdoers who do not believe, and they do not believe in their Creator, there is yet another punishment besides the punishment of the Akhirat, and that is the punishment in this world. Like the people of Mecca, the drought that overtook them, and famine that had overtaken them. And then in the battle of Badr, in the battle of Uhud, how they were defeated, how their major big role players were slain, or they were captured in that battle. All that is besides the actually an original punishment of the Akhirah. So Allah Ta'ala says that, O Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this is the case, what you do, wasbir li hukmi rabbika, or to thera re muntazir apne rab ke hukam ka. You just wait for the command of Allah Ta'ala. You know very well wahi is coming to you. You are the Nabi and the Rasul of Allah. You are conveying your message and doing your work thoroughly and properly. If they do not worry, if they do not want to listen, then this is their problem. فَإِنَّكَ بِعَيُنِنَا اور تو تو ہماری آنکھوں کے سامنے ہے. And you are in front of our eyes, you are in our protection all the time. So you don't have to worry. All the planning which they are doing to harm you, to harm Islam, it will not have any effect whatsoever. But as a human being, when you will get disturbed and you will get worried that these people are not believing and they want to plot and plan against me and against Islam all the time, so in return, what you do, wasabbih bihamdi rabbika, or tu paaki bayan kar apne rab ki, express the greatness and the purity of your Rabb, engaged in tasbih, in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. This will give you great comfort and solace, and it will also give you protection. And there are three times here which Allah refers to particularly when a person should do this. One is حين التقوم, جس وقت اوٹھتا ہے, at the time that when you get up. Here Mufassirin have given three different views. One is, that is when you get up for your tahajjud namaz in the morning, when you get up, then make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. One is when you get up middle of the night, if your eyes open, then read the fourth kalima, read the third kalima, and read for any dua, Allahumma ghfirli. In that procedure, the dua is readily accepted at that time, when a person's eyes open middle of the night, and if he reads this. And also at the time when you get up, means from a majlis, from a gathering. The dua that is generally read after kitab reading is actually the dua of kafara and majlis. That whenever we were sitting in a gathering with people, we were talking, etc., when we get up, we should read that dua. So it refers to that. وَمِنَ اللَّيْلِ اور کچھ رات میں, and in part of the night. Yeah, Isha namaz is referred to. That is, perform your Isha namaz. فَسَبِّحُ وَإِدْبَارَ السُّجُودِ تو بول اس کی پاکی اور پیٹ پھیرے وقت تاروں کا. And also at the time when the stars go away. This refers to the two sunnats of Fajr namaz. That when Fajr time comes in, the stars vanish now. The light of the sun becomes so bright that you don't see the stars now. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that she never saw Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam so particular about any sunnat namaz as the two sunnats of Fajr namaz. He was very, very particular about the two sunnats of Fajr namaz. So in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala has taught us that to bring the new, to propagate Islam, and to bring it to the non-Muslims, we should carry on with that work. If they do not believe, then at that time we should not be heart-sore. The work should carry on, but we should not be heart-sore. We should engage in the ibadat of Allah and get the aid and help of Allah through His ibadat. And this will help in the propagation of work. Whether we are reminding our own Muslim brothers or whether we are reminding non-believers and calling them towards deen. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا